This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Russia's ambassador to the United States returned to Moscow Sunday for emergency consultations after U.S. President Joe Biden said he believes Russian President Vladimir Putin is a killer. Biden's remark in a television interview earlier in the week in turn prompted a terse quip from Vladimir Putin, who wished the U.S. president good health and said that people tend to refer to others as they really see themselves. Biden's comments came after the release of a report by the U.S. Office of the Director of National Intelligence that had concluded that a number of Russian government organizations had conducted influence operations aimed at denigrating President Biden's candidacy during last year's presidential election. The report said Putin had authorized the influence operations. The Kremlin immediately denied the findings of the report, saying they were absolutely unfounded. Ambassador Anatoly Antonov told reporters in New York before his departure that he would stay in Russia as long as needed and that several meetings were scheduled. Moscow rarely recalls its ambassadors. It last summoned its ambassador to the United States home in 1998 over the Western bombing campaign in Iraq. In 2014, after the U.S. said Russia would face repercussions for the annexation of Crimea from Ukraine, Putin held back on recalling Moscow's envoy, describing the measure as a last resort. Iran has made threats against an army base in the nation's capital and against the army's vice chief of staff, this according to two senior U.S. intelligence officials who spoke to AP on condition of anonymity. The threats are one of the reasons the army has pushed for more security around Fort McNair, which sits alongside Washington's bustling waterfront district. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin on Sunday made his first visit to Afghanistan since taking up his post. This as Washington considers whether to comply with a May the 1st deadline for pulling out all troops from the country under a year-old deal that it signed with the Taliban. Austin held a meeting with President Ashraf Ghani after arriving in the Afghan capital, Kabul, from a trip to India. A Pentagon report quoted Austin as saying he visited Afghanistan to listen and learn, and that he wanted to understand what Ghani's concerns were. An Afghan presidential statement said Ghani and Austin expressed concern over the high level of violence and stressed the need to find a just and lasting peace in Afghanistan. Austin declined to comment on whether the Taliban have met the necessary conditions for U.S. troops to withdraw from the country by a May the 1st deadline. Russian jets hit rebel training camps Sunday in northwestern Syria near the Turkish border as Syrian artillery killed 7 civilians and injured 14 medics in an attack on a hospital in the area. The sources said a Russian surface-to-surface missile also hit the town of Qaqa, while Russian airstrikes came close to densely populated refugee camps along the border with Turkey. A gas facility was hit near Sarmada City in Idlib province, but there were no immediate reports of casualties. Defying Myanmar's military crackdown, anti-coup protesters in Mandalay held a rally at dawn on Sunday. The early morning rally was meant to avoid major confrontations with security forces and police. Medical personnel, including doctors, nurses, medical students, and pharmacists in white coats, joined pro-democracy protesters marching overnight. They chanted and held banners saying, "Save our leader," referring to the country's former de facto leader, Aung San Suu Kyi. They also held signs saying, "Save our future." Suu Kyi and other democratically elected leaders have remained in detention since February 1st. Brazil is in talks with the United States to import excess doses of coronavirus vaccines, according to its foreign ministry on Saturday. The South American nation recorded 79,069 new cases of coronavirus infections in a 24-hour period, according to its health ministry. It also reported more than 2,400 COVID-19 deaths. Talks between the United States and Brazil began March 13th. On Friday, the U.S. said it was lending 4 million doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine to Canada and Mexico, but did not mention Brazil. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.